You can easily get lost in the ocean of information if you don't have the skill of interpreting the information.
StayAllDay.com. Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is how to use information profitably. Before we get into this, I remind you all, I send out a text every day guaranteed to have you focus sharp and on point. Send one out every week. Also does the same thing. I call them the daily and the Monday motivations, respectively. I want you to get both of these texts. I will let you into my text community completely for free. All you got to do is text me at my number, 305-384-6894, and you'll be in my text community. As of the recording of this episode, our text community still is experiencing some technical difficulties, but we will get those cleared up. That's why I keep promoting the number, even though we experienced some difficulties. We'll get that out. And we got a whole lot of stuff coming for the people who are already in the test community. So trust me, if you're in, we got some goodies coming for you that you don't even know are coming. Trust me. And again, when I say they're coming, we make things happen pretty quickly over here. So again, numbers down below in the description. Secondly, Work On Your Game University. That is the place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to have me as your direct coach, and we work with people in a lot of different spaces. I just wrote an article. Actually, you probably may have already read it, depending on where you are in my email automations. We work with people in a lot of different spaces. Transitioning athletes, transitioning military, transitioning corporate, brick and mortar businesses. Just talking to a guy today, he has a biohacking business, a guy who has a cobbler shop. He actually fixes, you know, when your shoes get broken, the soles of your shoes are worn down, he can repair those and fix them for you. People who have brick and mortar clothing businesses. One of our members has a food truck. And of course, we have the coaches and consultants and the speakers and the authors and the podcasters and people who sell courses. People do similar things to what I'm doing. And we have entrepreneurs in a lot of other spaces, in the fitness space, people in the auto space. We work with so many people in such an eclectic space. Why? Because I understand the principles that make business and success work when it comes to personal and professional development. And I have the ability to discern what your actual challenge is as opposed to what you think it may be. And I have the ability to articulate that difference to you and help you understand what you need to do moving forward. I have all these abilities. This is the reason why we have such a wide range of people and such an eclectic group of people in our university. And that's why you can be next. And it doesn't even matter what you do for a living, because I know, based on what I know and what I've done, that I can help you get from where you are to where you want to go. And that's, I mean, that's the reason why you're here in the first place. So go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You can learn more about our program. You can see who we have worked with up to now, what they've said, at least some of them. We got so many, I can't put them all on one page. But actually, we do got another page with everything. If you go to alldreallday.com, but go to workonyourgameuniversity.com and you'll see probably more than you even have time to look at. And then you can schedule a time to have a conversation with us. We can talk about where you're at, where you want to go, and how we could possibly help you. Again, that's at workonyourgameuniversity.com. With that out the way, getting into the topic, how to use information profitably. Now, information alone, you have heard me say this before, and if you're new, I'll say it to you for the first time. Information alone is not going to change your life. Most information, let's say. But that does not mean that information is not valuable. All right, it's not all that you need, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't be a zero information person. You should probably have a good amount of information. Today, you're going to understand how information needs to be used in a way that in which it actually becomes valuable for you, as long as you are applying the information in the right way. So keep in mind that, again, information is a piece of the puzzle. It's not the entire picture, but it is a piece of the puzzle. So you don't want to have a puzzle with some pieces missing. We're going to have all the pieces. And I'm going to tell you how information works, how it fits in properly into the bigger picture of what you need to be doing overall to achieve the success that you are aiming for. Point number one, Topic once again today is how to use information profitably. Number one, interpretation. Interpretation is important because not all information applies to everyone the exact same way. It could be five of us in a room and we all get the same piece of information, but for each one of us, based on what we're doing and where we're going, that same information could be applied five different ways because we all have different aims, we have different angles, we have different needs, we have different reasons to use the information, and we are in different places. So just because we have the same information does not mean it applies to me the same way it applies to you. So some information may not apply to you at all, or maybe it's cool to have it, but there's not really anything you can do with it. And some information is extremely important for you because you need it. This is the exact thing that you need to take your next step. It all depends on your situation, which is why interpretation matters so much. You must be able to interpret how certain information may be useful for you or why it may not be useful for you at all. You must be good at figuring this out, and you want to do this quickly so you don't use up too much of your resources, like your time, attention, energy, and focus, on information that isn't really applicable to you, nor do you want to miss information that is very applicable to you and not pay attention to it. This is something I was talking to my assistant about. As a matter of fact, just today, we were looking at our CRM. The CRM is just a client resource management. It's basically software that where you can put, if you're working with a lot of leads and a lot of clients and you have deal flow, in other words, your customers are not just people who come and look at your website and buy or not buy. There's conversations that go on, there's back and forth, and sometimes you have these long sales cycles. Use the CRM so you can keep track of the conversations and where you're at and who you talk to last and who you got to talk to next. And often you're talking to more than one person. So when you're doing any kind of consulting deal and speaking businesses, you're often, you got multiple contacts inside of a company, and some people leave, some people come in. So CRM use just keep all this stuff organized. So anyway, my assistant and I were looking at the CRM here today, and I was training her and coaching her on some information that she had not noticed that she should have noticed based on a particular lead. There was someone who reached out to us about some speaking business that he was interested in booking me for. And as we're looking at the CRM, I was explaining to her, okay, when you got CC'd on this email, you should have noticed this, 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 and this that you did not grab and put into the CRM. But in the future, next time you get CC'd on this type of email, you need to look for this information, find it, and put it in the CRM so that I'm not coming back to you several days later and saying, hey, why did you not put this information in the CRM? So it was something that she had just not noticed because she didn't understand that she should have noticed it. So I was explaining that to her. So now she has the information and knows that she's supposed to grab that data next time she sees something like that. So if she was to make that same mistake again, now I'm going to be a little bit annoyed. I wasn't that annoyed this time because she didn't know what she didn't know. She was unconsciously incompetent. But now, next time, she would be incompetent, but it wouldn't be unconscious. And then I would have to communicate with her in a different way. Point being, I was showing her which information does matter and why. And you need to sharpen your skill of interpretation to know which information applies to me and why, or which information does not apply to me and also why. Now, this is just based on how you decide to use information or choose to use it or choose not to use it. Interpretation is a key ability of the insightful individual. And I've told you many times that insight is my number one superpower. And when it comes to what I do as a coach, the reason why, as I told you at the top of this episode, we have so many people from so many different industries and different backgrounds in my program is because my number one skill is insight. You could be working in any industry, any age, any background, whatever. I can help you because my ability is in interpretation and some other things we want to talk about here today. And I was just talking to someone just this past Saturday. I was having lunch with a couple of gentlemen down here in Miami who are a mutual friend of someone that we both know, and she connected all of us. So we're sitting there having lunch, and he was just asking me about my business. I was asking about his, and he was like, well, who is your target client? Who's your ideal client? And I told him the same thing that I just told you. I don't really have an ideal client because there's no specific industry. It's not like if you're this age or this age and you work in this industry and you have this problem, I'm the person for you. It's actually a lot easier to market yourself when you are like that. But the way that things have worked here at Work On Your Game, this is pretty much how it's worked out. And I'm completely fine with that. The whole point being, you got to be able to look at information and understand what matters and what doesn't for you and what matters and what doesn't amongst the information. Because you might not need all the information. Maybe you only need like 60% of it for you and the other 40% doesn't matter. This is important because there's a lot of information out there, folks. How much information is there available at your fingertips right now? Damn near an infinite amount. So you can easily get lost in the ocean of information if you don't have the skill of interpreting the information. despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. And get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal, and trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword, it's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. Moving on to point number two. Today's topic, once again, is how to use information profitably. Number two, discernment. Discernment is something that we talked about in episode number 1431. Discernment, your skill of perception and judgment, is the title of that episode. And again, that's episode 1431. You can listen to any episode in the history of the show at workonyourgamepodcast.com. Discernment is your ability to grasp and comprehend something that may appear complex. This is another aspect of insight. Discernment, along with interpretation, all are under the umbrella of insight. When you're insightful, you can interpret things and you can discern things. Discernment is really about solving the unsolved mysteries. It's about seeing things that need to be seen but may not be obvious. That's what discernment is about. Are you noticing something that is not a bright flashing sign pointing to it, but you notice it anyway? I've noticed that police officers, detectives specifically, they have to be really good at discernment. They got to be able to tell what's really happening, even though what's really happening may not be, again, not everybody's looking and pointing at it, and most people may not notice it, but the detective does. I remember watching The Wire, this TV show on HBO about 20 years ago. And the detectives would say to each other when they were trying to teach each other, you got to have soft eyes. Soft eyes means being able to look at something and see what's really going on, despite or regardless of what is being displayed to you, or even if nothing is being displayed to you. That's what discernment is about. That's one form of discernment. This means separating the useful from the non-useful, the stuff that you should apply from the stuff that you should throw away and ignore. Again, with so much information available to all of us, your ability to discern useful from non-useful could be the key to a breakthrough in your business, or the key to why you continue to be stuck and in the same spot. Either one could be the issue. If you are not clearly discerning what's happening, or discerning, hey, what's not happening, but maybe somebody wants you to believe it is happening. This is why the library is free. Books on Amazon are $20, and almost every expert out there has put a ton of information out virtually at no cost. Like, think of something like this, or YouTube videos or blog posts. There's a ton of information out there that cost you little to nothing. Yet many people still find themselves stuck when it comes to progress and creating success. How is that possible? The reason that's possible is because many people lack the skill of discernment. Despite all the information available to us, many people don't know which information they should access. Many people don't know, even if you find the quote unquote right information, you don't know which information do you apply, how do you apply it, when do you apply it, why do you apply it. Many people don't have answers to those questions. All of those are based on insight. I can give you a book with all the information that you need to be successful, but which page do you turn to? You see, in school, most of the time we took tests, they were closed book tests. That means you can't reference your textbook while you're taking the test, because the whole point of the test is to demonstrate that you quote unquote knew the information. Most of the time we were just memorizing it. We didn't really know it, but that we knew the information. You weren't allowed to look at your book. If you looked at your book, you were technically cheating and you would fail the test. Whereas life, on the other hand, is an open book test. In life, nobody says, well, you have to address this challenge, but you're not allowed to use your email. You're not allowed to call a friend. You're not allowed to look in the book. You're not allowed to go to Amazon. You're not allowed to take a course. You're not allowed to hire help. Nobody says that in real life. In real life, you can access whatever resource you want to solve any problem that you come across. Yet, despite the fact that life is an open book test, many people are still struggling and challenged with figuring out, how do I get unstuck from my current situation? Has any of you ever noticed that? Despite the fact we can access any information we want, we still can't figure it out. Here's why. It's not because the information doesn't exist. It's because there's so much information, we don't know which one to look for. We don't know which one to pay attention to. We don't know what to throw away. We don't know what to ignore and what to pay attention to. This is how people end up stuck. Not a lack of information. We have a plethora. We have an overwhelm of information. We have I guess the word plethora is the best one. We have a plethora of information available to us. Yet people are still stuck. The reason is a lack of discernment. You can't figure out what you do need versus what you don't. Or maybe one other reason. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them, no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days, because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. And that takes us to point number 3. Today's topic, once again, is how to use information profitably. So we talked about the first two ways, your ability to interpret what the information is, then discern, do I need this or do I not? Here's number 3, application. Third thing you need to use information properly is to actually apply it. Let's not forget about this one. Just because you have access to information, which everyone listening to me has, does not mean you're going to do anything with it. How many of you have ever gotten access to information and did absolutely nothing with the information? Everybody who's listening should be raising their hand. I have books on my shelf that I have not read yet. That's information that I have not accessed. I definitely haven't applied it because I don't know what it is, because I haven't even read the book yet. I have access to courses and memberships that in which I have not looked at all the information that's in there. I looked at some of it, may not look at all of it. All of us is guilty of this. So sometimes there's information that's available to you that you simply haven't applied, and that's the gap between where you are and where you want to be. The challenge is, going back to number 1 and number 2, you don't know which information that is. I might have 20 books that I haven't read yet. Which one should I read to get the information that I need? I don't know. And so if you don't know, it may be a long time before you find the right information. And then you could come across it and not even know that it's the right information because nobody told you. How do you know this is the information that you are missing? You don't know. This is why utilizing other people's brains matters so much. You don't have to figure everything out on your own. So just because you have access doesn't mean you do anything with it. As I already said, the library's free. Amazon sells books for $20. Every expert, people like me, put a bunch of material out there at no cost every day. Why are there still people out there stuck when it comes to creating success? Doesn't seem to add up. I've talked to many a person who tell me that the only thing between them and where they want to be is a lack of information. That's nonsense, but many people believe it. The reason the gap that is actually between many people and what they want is a lack of application of the information that they already have access to. Most books that get purchased, I don't know if y'all knew this, most books that get purchased are purchased as gifts, not as I'm buying a book for myself. Most people buy books and send them to other people as gifts. And most books that whoever got the book and however they got it, most books that get read do not get read past chapter 2. On digital books, this has been found, specifically the ones you read with your eyes, not your ears. But they don't get read past chapter 2. Most courses, when people sign up for courses, most people don't get past module 2 of most courses that they sign up for. Many people who sign up for coaching programs don't take advantage of everything that is available in the coaching program. As a matter of fact, many people make the excuse when choosing not to sign up for a coaching program that I might not use everything that's in the program. They use that as their excuse to do nothing at all. So I might not do everything that's in your program. So you know what I'm going to do instead? I'm going to do nothing. I'm going to just keep doing the same thing that I've been doing, which again, logically and rationally makes no sense. And when I say it that way, it sounds silly, right? But how often do people do that? Some of you who are listening to this are guilty of this. So don't laugh. All right, unless you're laughing at yourself. People simply do not apply things that they have access to. They have access to stuff. They're simply not applying it, not using it. It has been shown, and this is more, this is not something that can be, you know, I guess, proven, but it has been shown, and I believe this, that most human beings have more fun acquiring information than they have in actually applying information. Because acquiring information is more passive, doesn't require you to actually do any work besides hitting the download button, going, grabbing a book off the shelf, paying $20 or $3,000 for a course, whatever it's going to be, $20 for a book. More people have fun buying the thing, the activity of getting the information, than they do actually applying the information. I just want to make sure you're not one of those people. So since I've said that, let me recap today's class, which is how to use information profitably. Again, information alone is not going to change your life. Yet, that doesn't mean that you should not value information that, or that you should not continue to gather it and actually do something with it. Don't just gather it just to gather it. Don't be an information hoarder or an information pig, professional information gatherer. Point number one, interpretation. This is important because not all information applies to everyone the exact same way. Some information doesn't apply to you at all, but to your friend next door, it could be exactly what they need to hear. So you have to interpret, where does this information fit in my world? Number two, discernment. Discernment is your ability to grasp and comprehend something that may appear to be complex. So discernment means looking at a situation and figuring out what's actually going on as opposed to what appears to be going on the surface. So discernment is about looking a level deeper into a situation and seeing things that other people cannot see. And again, this is another aspect of being insightful. So discernment means separating the useful from the non-useful, the stuff you should apply from the stuff you should throw away and ignore. You need to know which is which. Point number three, application. Let's not forget about applying information. Just because you have access to it doesn't mean you're going to do anything with it. A lot of people have access to information and they are simply not using it. Most books that get bought are bought as gifts. Most books that get read don't go past chapter two. Most courses don't go past module two because people simply do not apply what they have access to. They get access to stuff and don't even apply it. And again, more people have fun acquiring information than they have actually utilizing and applying information. And while I know this to be true of most people, here's one aspect of life, and there are many others, in which you do not want to follow the crowd. Don't be like everybody else on this one. It would be a bad idea. With that said, text me so you're in my community. My number is 305-384-6894. It's down below in the description. And go to workonyourgameuniversity.com so you can find out more about our program, who we're working with, how we're working with them, and how we could possibly help you take your life and your business from where it is to where you want it to be. That is all at workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com.